Bill Buckley with you. Now, what a delight to talk to somebody who I've duetted with so many times on the radio over the years. He's always brilliant, and he's always, I can always understand what he's on about, even though he's on about techie gadgets, which aren't really my thing. So he can help us all, and he often does. He's the gadget detective, the one and only Fevzi Turkalp. Hello, Fevzi.
Hello, Bill. How nice to talk to you.
Well, it's very nice to have you back on. You're tweeting away like a good one these days, aren't you? At Gadget Detective, before I forget to mention that.
Indeed,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and you've been rounding up some of the stories and developments for us over the last few days and weeks, starting with a portable power bank charger.
I better explain what that is.
Yes, because there seems to be at least one too many words in there. A portable charger, I understand, and then power, well, it's all about power.
So,
and then suddenly it's where I put my money, the bank. No, it can't be
right. So a power bank is the name we give to these portable batteries that we use to charge up our smartphones or our tablets on the move. This particular one, as you say, the Anker PowerCore 10K, is about the same dimensions as a smartphone, which is kind of useful because what it means is when you're out and about, you can just put it sort of back to back with your smartphone. Now, these things have been around for a long time. Why is this one special? Why is it noteworthy? It is because it can, through cables, charge up to two phones at once, or a phone and a tablet.
Right.
But it can also charge a third device at the same time wirelessly. So if you've got a compatible phone, we'll talk about that in a moment, but if you have a compatible phone, you can just tap it, just touch it, you know, on top of the device.
All right, say, yes.
Just back to back, and it will charge wirelessly whilst you're using the device. So that's kind of nice, because when you're out and about, you don't always want to take cables with you, or if you've got a friend that needs a boost and they've got iPhone and you've got a Samsung or something like that, you might not have the right cable. You just pop it on there and it will charge away. And the ability to charge three things at once is also kind of special. Plus, you can charge the battery overnight at the same time as charging your phone plugged into it or wirelessly on it.
Right.
So it's got all of this capability.
Would it drain more quickly of its juice if it can do so many things compared to the other chargers?
Yeah, it will do. So it can charge probably two things at the same time without affecting the speed at which they charge. When you put a third thing at the same time, they will all charge at the same time, but depending on the devices, perhaps a little bit more slowly than they would otherwise. But often, you know, this is often not about, you know, charging from 0 to 100%. This is about, I'm running a bit low, or, you know, I think I'm gonna have to you know, access the phone quite heavily later in the day. I'll just put it in my pocket. You can just have it in your pocket or your hand during use. And just, as I say, because there's no cable required for this, for the wireless part anyway, it's just very convenient, because it looks a bit, frankly, it looks a bit naff having like a, you know, sitting on a train and you've got the charger on one knee and then you've got the phone on the other, you've got cable between them. You're trying not to kink the phone. You don't want to damage the connectors. It's all a bit Heath Robinson looking, whereas this is a much neater solution. I mentioned compatibility. So if you've got one of the iPhone 11s, one of the iPhone 10 series, if you've got the Samsung Galaxies S20, S10, S9, Galaxy Notes, all of those that have got what are called Qi charging. And Qi is spelled QI for some reason,
right.
But it's called Qi. I guess it's Chinese, I'm not sure. Then it should be compatible. Also, if you've got wireless charging AirPods, you know, there's little earbuds from Apple or Samsung that you can, you put them in their little case and then you can charge those wirelessly. So you could be charging your phone, your friend's phone, and your AirPods at the same time.
I like it. That's the Anker PowerCore 10K wireless portable power bank charger. Please tell me the 10K doesn't refer to it costing 10,000 quid.
No, it's a shade under 30. 10K, it refers to 10,000 milliamp hours, which means, in rough terms, it's got enough capacity to, say, charge two smartphones from dead to 100%.
Right. Just under 30 quid sounds much more like it. Now, as soon as people knew that you were going to be on today, we've had a rush of techie questions for you. If you'd like to add to the list, I don't know if we'll get to them actually, but you could always drop us a text to 81333, starting with the word Barks. But let's perhaps squeeze at least one of those in now. Warren in Maidenhead. This is something I've never really thought about. Do you have to pay to use Skype? Does it cost the same as a regular phone call?
Okay, so Skype, for those that don't know, is a way of making phone calls over the internet. It can either be audio calls or it can be video calls. If you are, so to set up a Skype account is free. You just need to register with your email address and so forth. Doing a call from a Skype user to another Skype user is free. So that can be from your computer, your tablet, your smartphone. It can even be from a, you know, Amazon Echoes do Skype now as well, those smart speakers. So from any Skype device to any Skype device is absolutely free, as long as you know, if you're on a mobile device, you pay for your data. But you know, if you
nothing extra,
nothing extra. It's just data. It's not call minutes on your your mobile phone tariff or anything like that. It's just data, and it's actually not a lot of data either. So that's completely free. The services that you can pay for, if you choose to, are if you want to use Skype to ring non-Skype people, so people's mobile phones or their landlines. So, for example, you might get a you might get an international calling subscription that would allow you to make unlimited calls to landlines in Europe, landlines and mobile phones in America, and that can work out quite cheap. The other services that you can do are, for example, you can have a Skype telephone number as well. So you can have an extra phone number. So let's say you want to appear to be posh and have a phone number in central London, even though you're not in central London, you can appear to be. Or if you've got friends, let's say, in the United States, and you want them to be able to ring you without having to make international calls, you can set up a California number, for example. They ring for free, usually the California number, and it just transfers a call seamlessly to your Skype account. You can do that, and it's quite, those things are not too expensive, you know. They're, I forget what they are, about £20 a year, and you get another phone number, which can be useful. Or if you just want to have a separate phone number to your, you know, your personal number. So those are all add-ons, but having given you the long answer, the short answer is Skype to Skype, free.
Very good. Right, more where that came from in a mo.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
Bill Buckley here, and the gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp also with us, rounding up some of the new gizmos that are around. We have a Parallels toolkit next. Fevzi, what's that?
Okay, so this is a piece of software that's designed to help people get the most out of their PC, to make it smoother and more efficient and easier to use. And you don't, the point is, you can make your experience of computing better without having to be an expert in all the settings and so forth of your computer. So this is a piece of software that works on either a Windows PC or a Macintosh PC. And it, think of it like a Swiss Army knife of little utilities that do useful things. So I'll run through a few of them. There are far too many to mention, but just some of the ones that caught my eye. For example, if you're worried about applications maybe switching on your microphone or your camera without your permission, you can just set it very easily to block access to the camera and mute the microphone, so that any app that's trying to be a bit naughty can't have its way. Also, you can record either screenshots or video of areas of the screen, either the whole screen or a window within the screen. So let's say you've got a particular problem and you want to try and describe that problem to someone, you can just draw a little box on the screen and it will video record everything that's happening. So it will show you, when you click on this, this is the message you get, that's what happens, and then you can just share that little video. Or if you wanted to do something like a training video, you could use it for that. So it's kind of funky like that. You can choose to record audio. You can compress files to make them smaller before you send them. It's got a break time utility, which just reminds you to take regular breaks in between, you know, your screen time. So when it knows when you're working at the computer, and it reminds you to take a break. You can download videos from YouTube and Vimeo and all those sorts of video type sites. You can even download several at once. I have to say, YouTube aren't very happy about that, but I'll just say it does it. So whether you use it or not, that's down to you. Also, duplicate files. You know, I've got, you know, sometimes I worry about, oh, did I transfer those photos from my camera? So I back them up, and then I back them up again, and then I find I've got 12 copies of the same photo or video. This thing searches for duplicates, even if they've got different file names on, you know, on your hard drive. If you've got the same picture up there more than once, it will identify them all, and if you want to delete the duplicates, you can, and free up space that way.
Very
particularly with video files, that's kind of big. You can make GIFs or GIFs. Those are little animations, animations, those sort of jerky video animations that people tend to share on social media. You can make those out of a video or a series of pictures and add your own captions and be the Oscar Wilde of the online world, you know, if you want to do that. So I think more than 30 of these applications. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5, and I'll tell you why. Ooh. It wasn't 4. I'll tell you why it wasn't 4 or 4.5. It's a subscription. It's £15.99 per year. So It's not nothing. It's not hugely expensive. But what it does is it makes all these things easy to access, and they keep adding new tools all the time. So I think it's okay. I'm not a great fan of renting software, frankly, but because this is targeted at people who are not experts in the use of their computer, most of these things can be done either with free tools or with a bit of detailed know-how. But for many people that haven't got the time or the wherewithal to go scrambling around the internet finding tools, this puts them all in one place. They're all very easy to use. They're reliable tools, and they come from a good stable. Parallels is a very sort of reputable software house. So 3.5 stars, £15.99. Oh, there's a 7-day free trial that you can download as well. So I'd recommend before anyone spends their money, they just give it a go and see if it's useful.
We've hardly got through half of what we should have got through. We're going to have to make this spot longer, I think. But thank you very much for today. If you want to follow Fevzi on Twitter, he's at Gadget Detective. We shall talk again soon. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much. BBC Radio Berkshire.